Case number 25717, this is an application of Petro Harvester Operating Company LLC for an order establishing two stand-up 640-acre spacing units and four stand-up 400-acre drilling units. All interested parties, please come forward.
Madam Examiner, John Morrison, P.O. Box 2798, Bismarck, North Dakota, appearing this matter on behalf of Petro Harvester Operating Company, LLC. We're going to have two witnesses testify in both case 25717 and 25718. They're Sam Willis, a landman, and Peter Radovanovic, an engineer. They'll be testifying by telephone from Dallas.
Mr. Willis, do you promise to tell the truth in this case?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Thank you.
And before we start with the testimony, I would make a note on case 25717. We are withdrawing our request for the two stand-up drilling units in sections 3 and 10. That's what's under small Roman numeral 1 in the application. So we will be continuing on with the remainder of the case. Sam, would you state your name for the record? Tell us by whom you're employed and what capacity, and give us your business address, please.
Yes, my name is Samuel Willis. Senior landman for Petro Harvester, and our business address is 5851 Legacy Circle, Suite 500, that's in Plano, Texas, 75024.
And Sam, have you previously testified for the commission as an expert witness and had your qualifications as such accepted?
Yes, sir, I have.
And have you also prepared some exhibits you're going to sponsor?
Yes, sir.
And those exhibits have been prepared either by yourself or under your control and supervision, is that correct?
That is correct.
Let's go to Exhibit 1 in Case 25717, and I'll have you identify and briefly describe what you've shown on the exhibit, please.
Okay, Exhibit 1 here is essentially a locator map giving you all a visual of the proposed spacing unit. This is going to be Sections 27 and 34 of 16493 and Sections 26 and 35 of 16493. The blue solid lines on the map indicate the proposed unit outline. The dashed or hashed blue dotted lines are essentially well worn paths that are not to scale. They're just kind of there for visual purposes. So with that, I'll kind of run you through. Oh, I'm sorry. The yellow indicates the track that we have our leasehold position in, not necessarily. Not necessarily splitting out between which tracks are 100% leased and which tracks are partially leased, but indicates the tracks that we have leased. So I'll begin with the westernmost unit, and I'll move west to east. So the first unit is the east half of section 27 and 34 of 16493, and this shows that Petro Harvester currently has about 55.39% working interest in that proposed unit. Moving east, the west half of sections 27 and 34 of 16493, the chart here shows that Petro Harvester currently has 65.19% working interest. On to the sections to the east in 26 and 35, the west half of these sections. You know, I just noticed, I'm sorry, I misstated. My first set of numbers was for the east half of 27 and 34, and my second set of numbers was the west half, so I did not move west
to east. You said the right, you had the right description. You just said moving west to east, but whatever. We followed, so we're good.
Okay, understood. Okay, so west half of section 26 and 35, Petro Harvester currently has 42.1%. And then in the east half of sections 26 and 35, Petro Harvester currently has 44.61%. And we are pursuing the balance of the open interest in there.
And Sam, just to clarify, you agree that in this particular case, we're asking for drilling units because we're in an unspaced area for Madison. Is that correct?
That is correct. And so the dotted lines here essentially just kind of show more of a proposed full development program rather than the wells that we're seeking, requesting.
And this time we're just asking for the one well per drilling unit, and this will be your intention to come back in and ask the two per spacing unit at a later time. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
With that, I don't have any further questions of the land witness.
Any questions from the staff? Mr. Rod Ivanovich, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Do you promise to tell the truth in this case?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Peter, would you state your name, tell us by whom you're employed, what capacity, and give us your business address, please?
Yes, sir. My name is Peter Ivanovich. I'm the engineering manager for Petro Harvester. Our street address is 5851 Legacy Circle, Suite 500, Plano, Texas, 75024.
And have you previously testified for the commission as an expert and had your qualifications accepted?
Yes, sir, I have.
And you prepared some exhibits you're going to use in both in cases 25717 and 25718, is that correct?
Yes, I have.
Offer the further testimony as an expert.
Motion granted.
Peter, let's go to Exhibit 2 and just summarize what you're showing on Exhibit 2, please.
Yeah, this was the, and I apologize, yeah, got this adjusted for the one well for the drill spacing. But as we have previously applied for, specifically one well rather than two wells for DSU, but we're also requesting the 200-foot heel and toe setback. The reason for the spacing size is with the larger unit, you're able to reduce the number of drilling pads that would be required and the wellbore count. This minimizes our footprint in the area and optimizes the infrastructure that we'll put in place. We reduced the adjusting interwell spacing also, we do have vertical wellbores in some areas, not in this particular case, but they do present an operational risk, so we do try to stay away about 100 feet away from existing wellbores, especially during our frac operation, so that there's no interference between wells. And the reduced setback on the toe and heel allows for the longer lateral to be drilled. We put additional stages within those setbacks, and which results in improved economic recovery for the wells.
Okay, let's continue on with Exhibit 3.
Exhibit 3 is the structure map on the top of the Mydale, going from the northeast to the southwest. It shows the regional dip that we see throughout the play. It's a fairly shallow dip, like I said, going from northeast to southwest. The Canadian border there is right on the north edge of our unit. Just for reference, the three wells to the east is the Petro Harvester operated voice truck pad, and the wells across are Crested Point operations in the Mydale on the Canadian side.
Okay, and then Exhibit 4.
Exhibit 4 is the gross thickness of the vital ethics package. It's fairly consistent over the area, and in the units that we're targeting, it should be around 45 to 50 feet there.
Exhibit 5.
Exhibit 5 is the cross-section that's been referenced in the previous slide, going from AA prime. It's hung on the Mydale top. So you can see that the Mydale thickness is fairly consistent over the area, and as well as the Nesson, although Nesson does start to thicken as you go south.
Exhibit 6.
Exhibit 6 was the proposed A-well development plan to fully develop the four DSU in question. We do have an existing pad that we're in the process of transferring ownership from HEP. So in that case, we would use that existing well pad to drill the deep path section, I think it's 35 and 26. And then the remaining pads would be to drill the offsetting DSU.
And then can you summarize Exhibit 7?
Exhibit 7 is a summary of the reservoir data and economics that we are projecting. So the net thickness would be a 30 feet. That's the net impact from that 45 to 50 foot growth. We are expecting that the oil in place within the units is around 6 million barrels, which will recover around 680,000 from the two wells. That will result in about 11% recovery factor and around 28% rate of return.
And then Exhibit 8.
Exhibit 8 is our standard completion configuration in our Mydale play. We'll set the 7-inch casing 50 feet within the DSU, which could be 250 feet from the section line. We'll also terminate the wellbore 50 feet from the opposite DSU, once again 250 feet from the section line. The actual flow sheet, too, so the flow sheet takes up 150 feet, so our first frac be at about 400 feet from the actual section line. And the last crack, you don't crack closer than 100 feet from the intermediate casing shoe, just to protect that shoe's integrity and make sure that we don't have any crack loop bypassing around our liner hanger. The frac half length orientation summary is based on the results of the Plaxton downhole micro-seismic survey that we conducted last year. The average massive distance of the vent was 500 feet. Once again, all the reservoir simulation modeling and frac modeling shows that profit is being only transferred in the order of 100 to 150 feet, and that orientation is 65 degrees northeast southwest.
Peter, is it your opinion that the drilling units you're requesting will allow you to drill wells that will protect relative rights, prevent waste, and prevent the drilling of unnecessary wells?
Yes, sir, yes.
I don't have any further questions. In this case, we offer the exhibits.
The exhibits will be received. Are there questions from the staff?
Peter, I apologize if I missed it, but can you confirm for me what your intended target here is? Are you targeting the actual Mydale interval or what you have described as the Nesson on your cross-section?
No, we'll be targeting the Mydale, the lower Mydale.
Okay. So if the commission were to establish its typical Madison pool definition in the area, that'd be sufficient for your operations or for the drilling unit here?
Yes, sir, it would.
Okay, thank you.
Peter, on exhibit 6, I guess, is as good as any. Do you know which wells in each drilling unit you plan to drill?
The first well we would do would be in sections 27 and 34. Sorry, 35 and 26. I apologize. So the eastern area, and we were trying to put it off the center or hugging the center of the DSU, the first well.
Would that complicate your plans to drill a second well in the drilling unit then?
The first two wells, like I said, we would plan to go in and do two wells immediately, one in each DFU. So the first well would be off that existing pad going straight north on the eastern location. And the second well would be that second gray pad going on the BME eastern side of that view. So, that makes sense. Sorry, just labeled it better, but like I said, for that, for those two DSUs, we would be hugging the center line on the left well and then the edge of the section line on the right well.
Okay, and then how about the other two drilling units?
Pardon? I meant that.
What about the other two drilling units?
The other two drilling units, we would drill after getting results on the first one, and that one we would do more of our typical drilling plan where we would put our pad in the center and drill the interior slot in the left unit and then the exterior on right unit.
So going from west to east, you would drill the second well from the west in that drilling unit?
Yes, sir.
And the next one, you drill the eastern well in that drilling unit?
Yes, sir.
And likewise on the other two drilling units that we discussed? How far from the drilling unit boundary would you plan to have these wells located approximately?
From the drilling unit boundary, they would be about 600 feet.
Okay, thank you.
Peter, this is Bruce Hicks. On exhibit 4, you're showing some wells up in Canada. Who's the operator of those? Who's the operator of those wells up in section 1 and 6 in the northeast corner of your map there?
That's on the Canadian side. That's Crescent Point.
Okay. And Does Petro Harvester have any production up there?
We have no Canadian production up.
Okay, and are these similar wells to what you're planning on drilling?
They are similar targets. Crescent Point has a much different completion strategy and go-forward plan for their mile play. They do much smaller flat fracks with much tighter cluster spacing or frack spacing, and they've actually started up doing water injection in some of the horizontals as of last summer fall.
Okay. Do you know if any of those wells adjacent to the U.S. border are injection wells?
They are. So in section one, there is not. Over in section six, you can kind of see it. One, two, three, four, five. The fifth well to the left in section six is an injection well.
Okay. And do you know how far those wells have drilled? What's the setback to the Canadian-U.S. border, do you know?
That I do not know off the top of my head.
Do you believe that your wells are plotted here on Exhibit 4, or are they plotted to scale?
They are not plotted to scale, but they're not plotted. They're more of a cartoon, if you will, development program.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Harms, did you want to provide testimony for this case?
Yes, I would, ma'am.
All right. Can you raise your right hand? Do you promise to tell the truth in this case?
Yes.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, members of the Industrial Commission, representatives of Petro Harvester, my name is Walter Harms. I'm representing myself, my wife, and our two sons.
Maybe... just for the record, I think Mr. Harms' interest actually is in the next case in 25718, and I have no problem if we read it in now, if we can incorporate it, just so we don't begin 25718.
Okay. All right, I can wait.
We're on a different case, but we'll get to
right.
that one in
that's
just a
minute. That's what I was thinking, yes.
Okay. So. Well, if there's nothing further in 25717, we will conclude that hearing, and we'll move on to case